You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Final segment here on this Thursday, just 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. Takes place Thursday, May 8th, New York City. The Browns obviously picking number 4 and number 26. Of course, the schedule released yesterday. The Browns will open the season at Pittsburgh. First home game, the home opener against the New Orleans Saints in week 2. And joining us now on the phone, Nathan Zgur, of course, with Michael Regei, joined now by DaKid. What's up, DaKid?
How you doing?
Excellent, man. Excellent. What do you think about the Browns opening up the season at Pittsburgh? Chance to make a statement.
Let me just say this. You not being a Clevelander, I'm not sure that you realize you're sitting across the table, or if there's a table between you, from one of the legendary voices in Cleveland sports.
I am aware.
Oh, you're too kind, kid. We're talking Browns, old baby. Schedule.
We are talking Browns. I got a question about the draft.
Yep.
With the value charts, let's say like an Atlanta or somebody wants to come up to our pick. What realistically do they have to, would we pick up in that trade?
I think certainly like at 8, it would be a second and a third. I think that if you were looking at going from 4 to 6 according to the draft chart, that would be something that would be commensurate from 4 to 6, probably picking up maybe a 2, but we might have to give them back something later on, throw them a little shekel later in the draft back the other way.
Nathan, I'll add this real quickly for you, kid. If it is Minnesota at 8, I'm not talking 2015 now. I want that 2 and 3 and 14 to let them move up 4 spots.
I'm with you, Rex. Also, I just got back in town. What is going on with Bernie? I heard some rumbling. Something happened?
Yeah, so the WKYC and the Browns, Bernie Kosar obviously had been doing the color for the Browns preseason television broadcast. They decided to go in a different direction with Solomon Wilcots, who does many games for CBS, national CBS on Sundays during the NFL season. He'll be replacing him as the color man. And a lot of people are unhappy about this. A lot of people are concerned about it. And I can say this, just from my knowledge of getting to talk to some people, this was a decision made by the Browns and WKYC. This was not just a Browns decision.
Correct.
And not only that, they are looking for ways to continue to engage Bernie Kosar with the fans. That will include more of Bernie on Browns Daily. I know that there are talks to incorporate him in some web content as well as into some of the TV shows. Discussions for that have already been underway about ways to utilize and incorporate Bernie and his great analysis. And I know that I know this as well. This is something that just when you think about it, they – obviously, the TV decision was the TV decision, but the Browns do want to keep Bernie involved, as I mentioned, and I don't think the Browns would have asked Bernie to continue to be involved on broadcast, on the radio, as plans are being made to do going forward if they were worried about his concussions and his slurred speech. I don't think that has anything to do with what's going on here, and the Browns do want Bernie out there. I love working with Bernie, love when I get to interact with him on Browns Daily. I hope to get to do stuff with him TV and radio-wise going forward, and hopefully that this can end up being a good thing, although right now it seems that it is a tough thing for people to digest.
This could also possibly give Bernie, if things formalize, as you just mentioned, Nathan, with the organization and through Alex Shiner, the team president, it could give him even a greater, more specific platform over and above just the 4 preseason games in the booth to be able to give his football acumen and have that shine,
yeah,
and allow
phenomenal.
His analysis of not only the Browns but the rest of the National Football League to, you know, come through in a manner I think that we'd all find greater appreciation with. So for that, this could potentially turn into a good thing. Nathan, again, I have every confidence, and remember, this emanated from, you know, Bernie's comments with regard to Jeff Fisher of the St. Louis Rams and his football team back in preseason game week number 1 early last August.
Right.
I have every faith that very careful consideration was given by the Cleveland Browns organization and WKYC. By that I mean I don't think they went into this haphazardly, threw it on the back shelf all winter and spring long, and then just decided to pull this out yesterday. So I do believe that a great deal of thought was given to this before they made a decision like this.
Yeah,
a
tough decision, obviously.
Very difficult decision.
And my hope is that what comes out of this is that you get more Bernie Kosar.
That's to the betterment of all of us.
For all of us,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's,
no doubt about that. And, you know, again, we have I have a personal friendship with Bernie going back a couple of decades.
Bernie.
So, you know, it's difficult, and you want to reach out, and you want to be able to embrace not only your friends, but colleagues you respect in our industry. You're right. These are very, very difficult decisions.
All right. So schedule, we talked draft. Mary Kay Cabot, need to thank her for being on. And obviously, it is an exciting time. And one thing that I think you and I both said as kind of a key point coming out of this schedule, the likelihood that Brian Hoyer will be the opening day starter for the Cleveland Browns to me has increased.
Mm-hmm.
By a major factor, knowing that the team will open at Pittsburgh, home against New Orleans, home against Baltimore. It would have to be a definitive win for whatever rookie signal caller is brought in to challenge Brian Hoyer and compete with him. A definitive win over the top before that person to start week one in Pittsburgh.
Think about what that would entail too, Nathan. And this is something that was one of the first things, and I'm glad we went down that road today, that jumped out at me. And I know it's something Brian Hoyer is going to embrace, as he would anything. But again, you would be asking a rookie to come in here and be so far over the top convincing of this organization that he's up to that, to go into Heinz Field in his very first NFL endeavor. I just think it's far fetched, Nate. I think
it's
far fetched.
It sure would be a heck of a story.
Reality.
It would be a heck of a story if he walked in there and
won.
No doubt. But I agree. It will be tough. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard here up next. For Nathan Zagura and the great Michael Regeye, saying thank you for tuning in to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
See you tomorrow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.